daisies on a Tuesday morning. I'm gonna wake up and smell the daisies. And right now, if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. You're with Mike in the Morning on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. We love this place. And if you love it too, you should be part of the movement. The hashtag Love North Coast movement. You've heard it. You've seen it. And hopefully you're hashtagging and sharing moments that make you just say, "Ah, man, we love this place." And right now, we're diving into a special hashtag Love North Coast interview moment. And in the studio with us, we're welcoming back to Radio Life and Style, Leah Schoen, hashtag Love North Coast coordinator. Leah, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you in the house. You've brought a guest with you. You've brought backup in the form of one Peter Cameron Esquire, who will be in the hot seat, well, in the spotlight, I should say, in just a second. Pete, how are you doing this morning?
I'm awesome, thanks. Thanks for playing the Biebs before we got going.
I knew you were a fan, just for you, just for you. Peter, we were just saying, or just discussing off-air, the fact that he's recently celebrated a milestone of 2 decades involved in the sales and marketing of some of the most exciting and dynamic property developments on the KZN North Coast. We're going to talk about his view on this area and why he hashtag love North Coast. But Leah, just for those who are maybe tuning in for the first time, catching this segment and are wondering what the deal is, give us the story. What is hashtag Love North Coast? What is the movement, and why does it matter?
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, so hashtag Love North Coast is a collaborative, not-for-profit marketing initiative driven by private businesses across the region who basically share a passion for promoting the North Coast as a great place to live, invest, and visit. I think the idea is pretty simple. Instead of just all marketing in our own individual capacities, our businesses and our developments in isolation, we work together to tell the bigger story of the region. You know, people would, someone might buy a house in an estate that they like because they like the facilities that the estate has, but that's not the only reason. They're going to want to know about the schooling and the medical facilities and the retail and the growth. And so Love North Coast is coming together as partners to tell that story.
It's such a cool story. It's a story worth telling. And when it comes to finding good advocates and ambassadors for the region, well, our special guest, Peter Cameron, right now, in his current role, is part of the DevEmco team. I mean, these are the big guys that have been involved in some massive developments along our coastline. And currently, Pete's overseeing the sales of Salt Rock City. It's a pivotal development in the growth story of the North Coast. And DevEmco, obviously, as an active contributing partner of the hashtag Love North Coast movement, they get it. And so, Pete, welcome once again to you. It's great to have you here to give us your view on things after 2 decades working in property along the KZN North Coast. From your perspective, like, how has this region evolved over the last like 20 years? And what have been some of the most significant shifts in the property market during that time, would you say?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So, you know, this was mostly a holiday coastal village and sugarcane farms. It's now evolved into a major residential and investment corridor. So in 2006, I came here with Simbiti. It just started. I was on one of the first on-site teams. There was one house, no golf course, a couple of apartments. I lived in the digs with 3 mates, and you know, we used to have to beg people to come and visit us in Bolito. And now all those people that we beg all live here with their families. So it really has evolved into something special. I remember when telling my family I was going to be working at Simbiti, they were like, "Who's going to move to Bolito?" You know, and people were saying it's going to be a white elephant. And now, if you look at it, it's probably the most popular destination in South Africa to move to. I'm always going to back us over the Cape.
yeah, we're a little biased as well. That's okay. Yeah, we admit.
Yeah, you know, and the families have now, like, over time, everyone's moved here, and families have relocated permanently rather than just coming to their holiday homes. So for me, the major shift was the relocation of the airport. We've all forgotten about that. We've taken it that it was just normal. But so in 2010, the airport moved here from the South Coast, and it improved accessibility, and it opened up Bolito to South Africa. Pretty much what Club Med is going to do with international flights coming in here, it's going to open up Bolito to the world. So I think the first step was the airport moving here. Then the rise of gated estates, you know, the security lifestyle amenities, the new schools, and then obviously the ocean is a big one. You know, there was lots of semigration, families moving here consistently for 20 years. I've heard I don't know what the number is. It's always 50, 60, 100, 200 families a month. I don't know what it is, but
it's always an impressively large number. And if it's been consistent, as the data says, then that tells you all you need to know about how this area has exploded over the last 20 years.
Yeah, and we've got so much land. I mean, things keep moving north, you know. Like I was just saying to Leo earlier, is that Salt Rock City is now this, Salt Rock is the center of the North Coast, whereas when I first got here, that was the end of town. Now with Dunkirk, Brettonwood, Seton, Zululami, and they keep going north. So Salt Rock's now the middle of town, so we've grown, you know.
And I suppose that's something that, you know, areas like the Western Cape don't really have, is that room for expansion, that sort of green fields on the outskirts. So the future is looking really rosy. And in your current role with Devemco Group, you're closely involved in several exciting developments, and you mentioned Salt Rock City. Can you tell us a little bit about the vision behind Salt Rock City and why it's such an important project for the Salt Rock area and the broader North Coast?
Yeah, so the vision is to create a residential and commercial precinct. So it's not just resi, you know, this town's full of residential gated communities. But we actually need jobs. So we're recreating office parks. There's going to be a medical precinct, hospitals. And the next phases of office parks will actually be a version of what we're doing in Sabaya, where we create a precinct and a node where you never have to leave. And I just think for Salt Rock, I mean, you can't buy clothes in Salt Rock. We need more retail shops. It's a higher LSM. And I think the medical stuff that we're doing out there is going to be huge. So you don't have to trek along to El Bolito. You can have a hospital out that side. And Dr. Isaacs and a few guys are doing some medical schemes. So it's really exciting. And, you know, the vision behind it is Charles Thompson and then Skulk Tunison, who's definitely the smartest developer I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
They're going to create a city and, well, in Salt Rock City, and just make the people that live in Salt Rock have accessibility to things that they need, so they don't have to keep coming to Bolito.
Yo, the vision, man. And it's not just a vision, it's becoming a reality. And, you know, 20 years, you look back and how quickly that time has flown and how fast and how far things have developed. It's going to be amazing to see in a decade's time, looking back at this conversation now, where things are at. And we're seeing several major developments that are already shaping the future of the region. This is a big part of that. How did these developments come together and contribute to this long-term sustainability and this economic growth picture for the North Coast? What's your take on that?
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, I think we live in the best place in South Africa, okay? So the major contribute, there's a combination of factors that have made it, but it's mainly the lifestyle. You know, we go on about the warm weather all year round. The guys in Cape Town suffer during winter. We don't. There's a better quality of life here. We've got amazing gated estates. What's definitely changed over the last 20 years is the quality of developers that have come through.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. In the beginning, there used to be a couple of fly-by-night guys, but now we've got really quality developers that are doing what they say they're going to do, and it's working out well for the community.
Top tier. That's what we want to hear. And look, if you're just joining us, part of the conversation, we're in conversation with Peter Cameron, a member of the Devemco team overseeing the sales of Salt Rock City, amongst other exciting things. And Pete, you and the team at Devemco are also proud partners in the hashtag Love North Coast movement. Why was it important for you to be a part of this collaborative initiative, and what role do you believe businesses can play in positively shaping the story and the future of the North Coast?
Yeah, so I think it's very important. So it creates a shared voice and shared vision for the future of KZN. Over the past two decades, the region has evolved rapidly, and initiatives like this ensures that the growth is intentional, collaborative, and beneficial for the whole community and not just for the developments and businesses. I think it amplifies the region's story that will attract investors, entrepreneurs, and tourists. It's a way to market the North Coast effectively. It's something that I think that we lack, where we all need to get together and put in some money and market the North Coast like the Cape does. And then lastly, it ensures growth is inclusive, And sustainable and inspiring for future generations to come. So what they're doing at Love of the North Coast is amazing work, and it's long overdue, and I think more people should get involved.
Well, there you go. And from your perspective, Leah, as the coordinator of the Love North Coast movement, I mean, having partners like Devemco, like Pete, how important are these stakeholders, these contributors to the broader role and the shaping the growth of the region?
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, I think having property gurus, North Coast property gurus like Pete, and obviously developers like Devemco on board is hugely invaluable. They play such a big role in the story of the North Coast. I mean, as Pete said, over the past two decades, we've seen our little beach village transform into one of the most dynamic growth nodes in KZN. And that doesn't just happen by chance. You know, that happens when developers are willing to invest in long-term vision and infrastructure. Companies like Devemco, and others, we're seeing really incredible mixed-use environments, retail, residential estates. And all of this just adds to what we have, creates places for people to live, to work, and to enjoy the magnificent quality of life that we have here on the North Coast. They continue to unlock economic opportunity, create jobs, and then ultimately attract further investment into the region, which is what we want.
This is like the best sort of feel-good, win-win kind of storytelling you could want, you know. And the more voices that join the chorus, the more ambassadors for the region we can rope in, the more we can shine a light on this thing and make it kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy that it is the amazing place that we know it is and we know it can continue to be. So for anyone listening, wanting to find out more and to get behind the movement, what's the best way to keep tabs on hashtag Love North Coast, Leah?
You can just check us out on social media, so at Love North Coast on Facebook and Instagram. And we do have a website as well, which is lovenorthcoast.co.za.
Brilliant. And Pete, for those who want to live the vision and find out more about developments like Salt Rock City, what's the smartest way to find out more on that front?
Yeah, same way. Hey? So saltrockcity.co.za, and then obviously just devemco.co.za. But also, Mark, thanks to you, 20 years ago, we never would have thought we would have had a radio station.
Yeah.
And now we've got a radio station. So you guys also need to keep up the good work.
Oh, man,
we'll keep broadcasting loud and proud live from the heart of Balito and keep the hashtag Love North Coast message flowing out of your speakers for the foreseeable future. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning and giving us some positive local storytelling. Leah Schoen, coordinator of hashtag Love North Coast, and Peter Cameron of the Devemco team overseeing the sales of Salt Rock City. It's a story we're going to be keeping tabs on, and we'll definitely need to have a follow-up chat again real soon. What do you say, guys?
Definitely.
Yeah, you heard it. Radio, life, and style, and hashtag Love North Coast.